I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. The phones are ringing this week in the executive suites of some of the big telecommunications companies. Today, Qwest Communications say it's offering $6.3 billion to buy the telecom firm MCI. This comes after SBC Communications' announcement a few days ago that it wants to merge and is going to merge with AT&T. Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon is here. Bob, why do these telecommunications companies seem to have the sudden urge to consolidate like this?
They're trying to find the best way to compete in a rapidly changing industry, and that's probably understating how fast things are shifting here. The wireless industry keeps growing. More and more calls are being made over the Internet. And some of these companies are worried that if they don't get themselves into a good competitive position with the scale and resources they need, they could come up short against these emerging competitors. Theoretically, they want to cut costs and boost efficiency. Qwest and MCI, for example, could eliminate the overlap in their networks and their sales forces, and they could reduce the access fees that each pays to local phone companies to make the final connection at the receiving end. Of course, the telecom world has grown accustomed to a lot of deal-making, but this agreement between SBC and AT&T this week really threw this maneuvering into high gear. For the companies that haven't made a move yet, they don't want to be the one left out of a game of musical chairs, if you will, or maybe musical ringtones.
What is this going to do to customers who are, after all, buying telephone connections from these companies?
Well, the analysts tell us it probably won't have much of an effect. You know, more and more of us have taken to using cellular phones to make our long-distance calls. And discount packages are becoming more popular, those combo deals for local, long-distance, and high-speed Internet service. And the competition in that area is likely to stay hot, especially with the recent regulatory changes that allow the cable companies to offer their own phone services. The big prize that they seem to be after here is the lucrative market to serve business customers. MCI, for example, has a global network that connects to more than 140 countries. And in fact, it's the pipeline for much of the world's Internet traffic.
So the next likely deal, you think? Any more of these coming?
Well, interestingly enough, Verizon could still have its eyes on MCI. It's been having exploratory discussions, too, and it hasn't yet made up its mind whether it wants to bid. And there's still talk that Verizon could make yet another offer for Sprint. You almost have to have a diagram to follow this, but you may recall that at the end of last year, Sprint agreed to acquire Nextel Communications for $35 billion. That was seen as a move by Sprint to define itself primarily as a wireless phone company, and the shifting just keeps going on. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're taking a look at all the hype over Sunday's Super Bowl and trying to figure out what it all means, financially speaking.
All right, good. Thank you, Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.